Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke, sitting in for just a few minutes for Joe Donahue, and very pleased to speak with my friend and yours, Sean Stone, arts editor of Metroland. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Sarah.
So you saw the Scarlett Johansson Use Your Whole Brain vehicle, Lucy, and you have thoughts.
Yes. The movie was written and directed by Luc Besson, who you may remember from Taken and The Professional and many odd action movies over the years. In this, as you hinted, Scarlett Johansson is sort of a whiny college student who ends up forced to be a drug mule, and the drug is this sort of blue powdery stuff that makes your brain crazy and gives you superpowers and turns you into a shape-shifting monster.
Oh.
It's very philosophical. You know, it tries to be sort of like 2001.
Okay.
Except just sort of substitute Arthur C. Clarke for, substitute L. Ron Hubbard for Arthur C. Clarke, and, well, Luc Besson for Stanley Kubrick. It's very entertaining, but it is deeply, deeply stupid.
But it's a summer movie, so yeah, that might be the best.
It's kind of thrilling to go to a big mainstream movie and have them talking about science and evolution and all these things that never get mentioned in mainstream movies, but then to have the science be just complete junk.
Sure.
It's disappointing, even if you have Morgan Freeman to explain it.
Even then.
Well, even if you have Morgan Freeman, you know, sort of giving it that patina of authority. But Scarlett Johansson is great. She has this really, did you see Under the Skin?
I did not.
She has this really good ability to, like, strip off her humanity and play like an emotionless creature, which is kind of unusual. It sort of makes the movie work.
Yeah, those beautiful eyes of hers can go very cold.
Yes.
What is coming up in the region this week?
Well, this afternoon, they've moved Alive at 5 here in beautiful downtown Albany from the Corning Preserve to the Rain site at the boat launch, which is under 787. You have the classic rock act Grand Funk Railroad, and we have a local hard rock band, very popular, Wild Adriatic. And that's 5 o'clock at the boat launch under 787 in Albany.
Alive at 5 at the Rain site tonight. What's next?
Cirque Elwaz returns to Proctors. Did I pronounce that right?
Yes, Cirque Elwaz.
Yes, they return to Proctors this weekend, Friday through Sunday, and again next weekend with their new show, ID.
ID. It's pronounced ID.
Is it really?
It is.
That seems like a missed opportunity. Anyway, it's being described as a West Side Story for the 21st century, and of course, it's full of acrobatics, so it'll be
right.
Very exciting.
Cirque Elwaz, it's 2 weekends at Proctors in Schenectady.
Yes. And then in the Pocket Park in Hudson, Friday night at 8 o'clock, they're continuing their outdoor film series with The General, which is, of course, Buster Keaton and a train and the Civil War, and it's ingenious and hilarious, and there's going to be live music.
That is in Hudson on Friday night at 8.
And then Saturday, there's a new exhibit opening at the Art Center Gallery at the Saratoga Arts Center. That's on Broadway in Saratoga Springs. It's called Sights and Sounds. There's a reception Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m., and the exhibit is up through the end of September. Sunday at Maverick Concert Hall in Woodstock, it's the Maverick debut of the Modigliani Quartet from Paris. They're going to be playing Saint-Saëns, Schumann, and Ravel. That's at 4 o'clock. Then Tuesday at the Egg, Boz Scaggs, another great classic rock figure, all those great slick white, blue-eyed soul hits from the 70s, and he has a newish album called Memphis, which is very acclaimed.
He'll be at the Egg on Tuesday.
And then Wednesday, the Philadelphia Orchestra returns to SPAC with their first concert of the season.
That's right. It is an American Songbook concert featuring the vocal talents of Mr. Brian Stokes Mitchell.
Yes, and conductor Bramwell Tovey, which is, you know, dude has an awesome name.
Yes, he does.
the music is Gershwin, Leonard Bernstein, Aaron Copland.
Sounds wonderful. And upcoming movies?
The James Brown biopic opens this weekend, Get On Up. It stars Chadwick Boseman as James Brown. It has a really good cast. Octavia Spencer, Viola Davis, Craig Robinson, Dan Aykroyd, Jill Scott. It looks like a really, you know, classy production.
And Chadwick Boseman played Jackie Robinson in 42. So he's thus far a career heavy with biopics.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to have to get the chance to do a fun action movie soon, probably.
Probably. And I had been recently wondering what Dan Aykroyd was up to, so I'm glad to see that he's in this film.
Yes. And then there's the big movie that they think everyone wants to go see. Maybe they will.
I do want to see it.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right.
Which is sort of a goofy B-level Marvel comic, blown up to big screen proportions with, of course, Chris Pratt from Community. And
Parks and Recreation.
Oh, Parks and Recreation. I always get those shows that I don't
watch. Confused. Sure, yep. He's on Parks and Rec.
Yeah. Zoe Saldana, unrecognizable. Vin Diesel, unrecognizable. And Bradley Cooper as a raccoon.
Also unrecognizable. Directed yes. by James Gunn, the director of Slither and Super, who also has a screenwriting credit on Scooby-Doo 2.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is either going to be really funny or it's going to be a train wreck. I don't think there's much room for error in the middle.
I mean, from the trailers, it looks like a lot of fun. I watched the trailers and then bought the comic. The comic is pretty fun and funny too. So, and I like the cast. I'm looking forward to it personally.
Well, we shall see.
We shall see. Of course, we could come back next week and I'll be like, oh, I was wrong. But I'm hopeful.
Yes.
Sean Stone is the arts editor of Metroland, the Capital Region's alternative news weekly, is available now, free street corners, newsstands, coffee shops, etc., wherever you pick up your paper publications. Also online at metroland.net. Sean, thank you as always, and have a great week.
You're welcome, Sarah.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.